I remember the first time I laid eyes on her. I was grabbing a cup of coffee and she was standing in line behind me. On my way out, she stopped me.
You dropped this?
She said, and I turned to face her, immediately losing myself in her deep brown eyes. Her skin was as brown as cinnamon. Her smile was as bright as the first day of spring. I couldn't stop staring. I really couldn't help myself. I was so in awe of her that I hadn't realized she was holding my wallet in her hands. Thanks, I appreciate it, I managed to say, still captivated by her beauty. She smiled again and headed over to the counter to place her order.
Good morning. May I have a large mocha latte with oat milk, please?
Let me pay for it. It's the least I could do after you help me. Let me show my gratitude.
I can't let you do that.
I insist. She put her hands up in defeat and stepped aside, allowing me to pay the cashier.
Thank you. Why don't you join me?
I would love to, after you. I watched her walk as she guided me through the small crowd, her hips swaying lightly in her dark blue denim jeans. Her ivory top danced with her movements, the hem of her blouse flowing as she picked up speed. We found a quiet corner in the back of the cafe and sat facing one another. She smiled shyly and slowly sipped her latte. So, what's your name?
Marie. Yours?
What a beautiful name. I'm Jordan. Is this your first time in the neighborhood? I come here all the time and I've never seen you before.
Maybe you have and you don't remember?
Trust me, I would have remembered you.
Is that so? And how come?
She shifted in her seat, leaning forward with interest. Man, she was beautiful. Her short, kinky hair framed her round face perfectly, and my smile widened as I inspected her beauty up close. You have an unforgettable smile.
That I do.
A woman who's confident. Content I subscribe to.
I know you see this big-ass gap in the middle of my teeth. After years of bullying, I had to become my biggest cheerleader.
I feel that 100%. I was picked on a lot as a kid, too. String Bean was my legal name until college. Imagine being 6'5" and skinny as a stick in high school. Horrible.
Well, the years have been kind to you, from where I'm sitting.
I appreciate that. It was good to know that you found me attractive. Made things easier. We sat and talked for over an hour. She told me about her recent career change, jumping from the medical field to design. I listened intensely, watching her soft lips move delicately. I wanted to kiss them. I wanted to feel them on my skin.
Can we exchange numbers? Not like talking to you.
Snapping me out of my daze, she asked. Of course. I passed her my phone and she handed me hers. I put in my number and smiled to myself, finding the courage to ask, would you like to have dinner with me? She blushed and smiled softly.
Maybe. Let's see how interesting you are over text and then we can talk about it.
I can agree with that. We gathered our things and headed to the door. On the way out, Marie extended her hand and I shook it. I held it a bit longer than necessary, enjoying her soft touch. It was a pleasure spending the morning with you.
Same here. Talk to you soon, Jordan.
Talk to you soon.
It had been 2 weeks of us talking back and forth, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't interested in him. Jordan had this thing about him. He was charming, had a great sense of humor, and was fine. I love me a dark-skinned king, okay? Tonight was the night, and I was feeling a bit nervous. After a shot of whiskey, I took a hot shower, letting the heat relax my muscles and my nerves. I dried off and headed to my room to change. I wanted to make sure I was irresistible. So I put on a red lace bra and panty set and modeled the piece in my mirror. I threw on a blue navy slip dress that showed just the right amount of cleavage and a pair of black pumps completing the look. I looked stunning and my anxiety melted away as I checked myself out. Jordan won't know what hit him. I drove over to his condo and saw that he left the door open for me. I walked in and marveled at the decor. Jazz vinyl and a collection of great books adorned the walls and shelves of his home. I walked over to the massive window in front of me and took in the picturesque view of the Chicago skyline. It was something out of a movie.
Welcome to my home. I hope you like it.
I jumped, startled by his voice. Turning to face him, my knees buckled at the sight of him. There he was, all 6'5" of him, standing in front of me in a black V-neck sweater and navy blue slacks. He looked good. Really good.
You look incredible.
Thank you. I blushed, dropping my head slightly at his compliment. He smiled in response, his deep dimples making my legs weak.
Let's head to the dining room. Follow me.
He grabbed my hand and ushered me into the candlelit room. Jazz music playing in the background. It was absolutely perfect. I was stunned.
Cat got your tongue?
I guess I was expecting something more subtle. This is a pleasant surprise.
I wasn't going to mess up an opportunity like this. I wanted to make sure my intentions were clear.
Oh yeah? And what might those intentions be? He stepped closer to me, the scent of spice and cedar filling my nose.
I want to take care of you.
He ran a strong hand down my arm, intertwining his fingers in mine. I shivered at his touch, feeling myself losing to the desire between my thighs. Is that so?
Dance with me. Just for a bit before dinner.
He placed his hands on my waist and pulled me closer to him, the warmth of his body comforting me. We danced slowly to the jazz playing, and I rested my head on his chest, listening to the soothing sound as his heart beat. As we swayed side to side, I closed my eyes, enjoying the moment, enjoying him.
You are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I knew as soon as I saw you that I wanted you to be mine.
And what if I didn't want to be owned? He hooked a finger under my chin and lifted my head, forcing me to look into his eyes.
I don't want to own you. I want to experience you.
He leaned down and kissed me softly on the lips. I couldn't control myself any longer and returned the kiss, passionately, exploring his mouth with my tongue. Desperate to feel more of him, I pressed my body against him as his hands ran up and down my body. He squeezed my ass and palmed my breast, pinching my swollen nipples. I stepped back and slowly removed my dress, sliding each strap until the fabric pulled at my feet.
Damn, are you sure about this?
I walked over to him and pushed him against the window behind him, kissing him softly. I'm sure.
Her eyes stared into my soul, removing all hesitation. I cupped her face and kissed her deeply. I've been wanting to do this since the first time I saw you, the first time I laid my eyes on those full lips of yours.
What else have you wanted to do? Show me.
I saw the challenge in her eyes and laughed. This woman was intoxicating and I couldn't contain my lust any longer. I won't hold back.
I don't want you to. He grabbed me closer and spun me around, forcing me to face the window with him behind me. He wedged his foot in between my legs, causing them to spread wider. Hooking his fingers in the sides of my panties, he pulled them down slowly, the anticipation killing me. I wanted to feel him. My body ached for his touch, for his lips. I stepped out of my panties and I arched my back eagerly.
Good girl. Hold still for me.
He kissed my shoulder softly and rested his head down the nape of my neck. moaned softly as his free hand tensed up my hip, sliding across my waist. I braced myself for his touch.
She was eager, her breathing wild. I loved that I could make her feel this way without even touching her. I gripped the inside of her thigh, causing her to gasp.
Jordan, please.
I placed a finger on her swollen clit and circled it gently. You like that?
Yes.
I slid a finger in her slowly. Her juice was coating me. I could barely contain myself. My dick stiff in my pants.
I need to fill all of you.
After a few minutes, she said breathlessly,
I can't wait any longer.
Say less. I unzipped my pants and pulled down my boxers, freeing my dick. Digging my hands into the arch of her back, I slid my dick up and down her wet slit. Hold on.
He entered me slowly. Making me feel so full. I welcomed him, gripping him tightly as he held me close to his body. His thrusts were deep and purposeful, causing me to stand on my toes.
She was so wet. I slipped in and out of her effortlessly, her juices wetting my thighs. Pulling her breasts from her bra, I pinched her hard nipples and squeezed her breasts.
He wrapped his hand around my throat and squeezed gently as he fucked me hard. Yeah. His dick twitching inside of me.
Yeah.
I cried out over and over again.
I needed to see her. I wanted to watch her as I fucked her, so I slid out of her and turned her to face me. She looked incredible. I quickly took her dark nipple in my mouth and nibbled on it, and she dug her red nails into my shoulder. Lifting her by her ass, I slid into her once more, using the window behind us as support. Look at me while I fuck you.
Jordan.
The sight of her was enough to make any man weak. Her breasts jumped as I pounded her wet pussy over and over again. I rotated my hips, giving her every single inch of my dick. Her nails scratched my back as I fucked her deeper and deeper.
We fucked passionately for what seemed like hours. I couldn't get enough of him. I didn't want us to stop until...
She bucked in my arms as she came on my dick. I put my full weight on her and held her still.
He thrust deep into me, taking me further over the edge. I cried out and collapsed in his arms. He carried me to the living room, gently laying me on the couch. Kissing my forehead, he pulled out of me slowly, the sensation sending a shock to my entire body. He cradled me in his arms and we laid under the city skyline until morning.
She was perfect. I couldn't wait to hold her in my arms again.
Coffee Anyone was written by Imani Antoinette. Produced by Imani Antoinette. Starring Danielle Iman and Stefan Lewis. Featuring Shea Butter. Performed by Paul Morris. Cashmere and Friends is an original audio series from the mind of Imani Antoinette.